You're in the hotel room, not really sure of whether you should take off your shoes or your pants, and you aren't really sure of what's about to go down, but you're nervous and excited. It's been so long since the last time you had sex, it will most likely be very good. So you opt to leave all your clothes on and fidget with the strings of your jacket to help with all the thoughts running through your head when you hear a slight rap at the door. Both expected and unexpected, your body does all the work for you and gets up to open the door. You reach for the handle and pause to take in a deep breath. You open the door and look down to find a little girl with a strange bag beaming at you. "Hi there," I say, and you're taken aback to find that it's the same voice you've listened to time and time again. You let me in, not sure what to make of me just yet, and put up the do not disturb sign while your brain still processes the fact that it's me. You turn to face me, and I press my body up against yours and make you put your weight under the door while I sneak my hands in your hair and kiss you. Slow and gentle at first, my soft rose-colored lips feel so pillowy on yours. You suck on the bottom one, make me chuckle a bit, before I open my mouth and slip my tongue into your mouth, eager to taste you. You take your hands and cup them around my face, and continue making out with me while walking me towards the bed, where you lay on top of me and straddle me while we help each other's shirts off. Your hands go on either side of my head, and you grind your clothed dick into my cunt, which is hard enough for me to feel through our pants. I say, "I want you to fuck me so hard, but first, I think you need a good fucking of your own." And the aforementioned bag that's still on my arm is unzipped, and my tiny hands bring out a decently sized purple strap-on. "I'm going to show you the proper way to fuck me. Take your pants off for me, like a good boy. That's it, sweetie. Let me see that cock and just how hard it is for me."
Wow, that is a lot of pre-cum.
"Let me have a taste of it, baby." "I love a big-headed dick more than anything. It'll fill my cunt so nicely here after a while. Now that you're all cleaned up, why don't you turn around on all fours and spread open those ass cheeks for me?" "Thank you, Daddy. Let me just take my thumb and rub it across that unused asshole in slow, circular motions."
It's throbbing against me. It wants me to fuck it so desperately.
Bring my face down to it and give it a fat lick. Which makes you jump a little. I start sucking and playing with your asshole, getting it nice and wet. Circling my tongue around and around, and then just ever so slightly pushing my tongue in. Let me just force my finger in past that ring of muscle.
like that, baby. Letting me open up your pretty hole so I can fuck it. You can moan all you want, sweetie. I know it feels so good when I rub on your prostate ever so slightly when I move my finger in and out. I continue stretching you out by putting in another finger. And eventually another. Your cock is licking pre-cum once again, dripping onto the sheets below you as you whimper under my touch. I suddenly stop, and you shake your ass in the air with a bit of frustration before looking up to see me putting on the strap-on. Fucking you is going to be so much fun. You're so needy and noisy. Let me give you what you want, baby. Tell me everything. Tell me how bad you want it. Tell me how much you want this cock inside your gaping hole. Beg for me to fuck you into the mattress like a little slut. Good boy. Do you want lube for this big dick? No? Are you sure? All right. Whatever baby wants. Oh, you're so delicious. How does it feel to get filled up from the back like this from a cute little girl like me? How does it feel inside of you? Hey! Do not touch your cock. Did I say you could play with it? Did I say you could get off just yet? It's not gonna be that fucking easy, little one. You are gonna take this thick dildo into your tight ass and come when I say, like a good boy. Oh, I know you wanna touch yourself, baby. You're a fucking man slut after all. But you do not get to do anything without first begging me for it. And even then, you may not get it. Don't worry, baby. I'll let you come. I'll let you come however much you want. Just not yet. You need to work for it, my little whore. Tell mommy how much you love being fucked. Tell her how much of a slut you are for her and how badly you want to come. That's it. Oh, God, you're such a sexy toy, writhing underneath me. That's it, baby. Whine for me. What a beautiful little cock whore. Oh, baby, are you crying? Is it too much for you? Tell mommy what you want, baby, and remember to ask nicely. You want to come? How badly? Oh, is that so? I am going to keep pumping you full of this cock, and you will come when I say you can. That's right, baby. I said you were going to come a lot this evening, and I meant it. Go ahead, baby. Come for me. Show mommy what a good slut you are. I want this bed covered in your cum. Come on, I know you're almost there. Take it up your ass and give me what I want and come now. Ugh. Fuck yes, my sweet boy. Oh, you're shaking. Did it feel good to come for me? Look at that cock, just seeping semen. Come here, sweetie. Let mommy taste it. Oh, delicious little boy. You are such a good little pet. Are you ready for more yet? Of course you aren't. You're fucking exhausted. Oh well. It's time for you to come down here and take care of mommy now.